and we'd like to welcome to Art in the Air Spotlight from South Shore Arts, guest curator Linda Dorman. She's going to tell us about their upcoming exhibit, which is real exciting. It'll be opening November 11th and running through January 8th, and they'll have a reception on November 17th. It's called This Is It. She'll explain more about it. Linda, welcome to Art in the Air Spotlight.
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
Hi.
The exhibit is called This Is It, A Human-Centered View of Us, and it's a group photography exhibition of photographs taken by documentary photographers and street photographers. And these people are all very highly experienced, highly successful photojournalists, documentarians. One of the photographers in the show, for example, is Jess Dugan. They are a transgender artist, and they photograph aging transgender people. So there are all these portraits of these people who have been, you know, transitioned a long time ago and are living their lives, you know, doing things. And it's just a really great display of work with interviews that go with them. So people can hear the voices of these people as well, you know, read about what they have to say. One of the other photographers is Mariah Carson. She's a Chicago photographer who photographed American Legion posts in towns with less than 1,000 people. So wow. These are very small towns that have their own American Legion posts. And she photographed these, you know, she spent a few couple years photographing and meeting these people and getting to know what the American Legion is really about and what the people that go to these, that are part of these groups, what they do in their communities. It's really
especially crucial in these small towns where they have so much meaning.
Yeah, like just community. And Stephen Mark, he was actually one of my very first photography instructor when I was just starting out. And he works at Arizona State University. He's a professor there. And he just published a book called American True Colors. And he went all over the United States photographing protests and parades and community gatherings and things like that, and really inserting himself in all of these events. And he's just tremendous, really lively, beautiful photographs. And then Carlos Javier Ortiz photographed the families that are affected by gun violence in the south side of Chicago. And was very involved, you know, he spent years photographing these families and getting to know them and being a part of what's going on and helping them try to stop gun violence on the south side of Chicago. And then our last photographer is John Lowenstein, and he's a famous documentary photographer. He did a 20-year project on migrants, people coming from South America to the United States and what that's like, you know, being a migrant and coming here, and he became part of their families. He did a TED Talk that has over 2 million views. It's just, he's just a fabulous photographer. And his work will be a project that he did. He lives in the south side of Chicago, and his work is more about what just daily life is like there with the people and what it's been like, the people that he knows and has gotten to know and love. And it's a really wonderful group of photographs.
So Linda, what came first? The title, This Is It, because it's read that it's based on Michael Jackson's album, and so much of his music had to do with like calls for social change. So did you gather the artist first and then the name came to you, or was it the reverse?
It was actually the reverse. We were coming up with our sort of dream list of photographers that we wanted to show in this show. And then when we were talking about each of them and all the different things that they photograph, that came to our mind. I don't really know how. I mean, it just, Michael Jackson has, so many of his songs are very inspirational, like you said, and calling for social change and things. And that's what these photographers are trying to do in their work as well. So it was just sort of like, it just made sense. And then Northwest Indiana and Michael Jackson, and it just, it's just loose. It's called This Is It. It was just sort of a nod to Michael Jackson. But it was, when we thought more deeply about it, we realized that there's a really good direct link between the works.
You know, just briefly, tell us a little bit about what documentary photography is versus other types of it, just for our audience to get the definition. You kind of did by describing what they do, but just give us a quick sense of that.
Yeah, well, when you're learning to be a photojournalist or a documentary photographer, you learn a lot about sort of a code of ethics in photographing and not staging things and not doctoring things and being true to your subject and being respectful and things like that. Those are things that people in photojournalism and documentary photography are taught when they're learning their craft. And I think that that's really important in a day like in times like these, to know that these people are really being very pure about what they're doing, and they're really giving us a view of things that we would never be able to see otherwise, you know. And it's
in such a real context, which is what I like. It's like if I was standing there, that's exactly what I would see. It's not doctored, it's not posed, it's what's really happening in the moment.
Yeah, it's just totally, motivation behind it is very sincere and pure, and it's wonderful. We're really excited about it.
Well, real quickly, tell us when it is and where it is, and you have some other things that are attached to this going on also.
So the exhibit dates are November 11th through January 8th. The opening reception is Thursday, November 17th from 5 to 8 p.m. We're going to have a panel discussion at the theater at the Center for Visual and Performing Arts on November 19th at 2 p.m. with three of the photographers, and that would be a wonderful opportunity for people to hear them talk about their work. We're going to have a slideshow night, which will be open up to photographers in the community. They'll be able to come and do a little slide presentation of their work. And our guest host that evening will be Michael Zajakowski. He's the director of photography for Chicago Magazine, and he lives in Munster, so it's kind of perfect. And then we're going to have a talk with Mariah Carson about her American Legion project on Thursday, January 5th at 6 p.m. in the gallery, and she'll be able to talk about her project and working with veterans and all of that stuff.
Well, we'd like to thank you for coming. Beautiful. Art in the Air Spotlight, Linda Dorman, guest curator for South Shore Arts and the gallery there. Thank you so much for coming on Art in the Air Spotlight.
Thank you so much, Linda.
Thanks, guys.